Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rhino's Help Me, Man. You know, each and every time I sit down at this computer and I begin to write down every little thing that I've been thinking about on what I want to say to the person out there who always listens. What do I want to say to the person who maybe missed a few episodes, but they want to hear this one today? What do I say to the person who has taken every single tip I've taken, has tried to apply every little part of it to their lives, and they still don't know where to go or what to do? I'm here to say that this is all just what I go through when I think about how to help each and every one of you. I can't imagine doing anything else but this. I enjoy writing down my thoughts and ideas, looking through the Reddit server, looking for questions that you guys have been oh so desperately wanting to ask me. And I love hearing from each and every one of you. Each and every one of you comes from a different part of this life, this journey, this place that we're all working towards. And each and every one of you is looking to better yourselves. So you come here because you know that I will do my best to give you plausible tips, helpful strategies, and really help you grasp what it is that I want to get across to each and every one of you. It's such a powerful part having to break this down. And so this one's going to be centered around this book I just read. The book's called Leading Others, A Training Guide, Developing the Character and Competency to Lead Others by Mac Lake. That was the theme of this episode. I wanted to break this book down. I want to give you guys great tools and great equipment that'll help you guys be better in the workforce, in your physical life, in your daily life, as well as you move into the future, what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. So, my first thing I thought of was a certain aspect of this. Leading others is what we're here for. It is what this podcast theme is about for today. What are you guys doing to be better? What are you guys doing to lead the people around you? What are you guys doing to see the people around you that need answers? You know, I see a lot of young people and they just want answers to life's problems. They want answers to why is it so hard? Why is this so difficult? Why is my mom and dad frustrated? And some of these answers are hard to give. Others are simplistic maybe in nature, but a lot of them just need guidance and a leadership. And it makes me think about, if you remember back in, if any of you have ever watched Peter Pan, but there was this game that in Peter Pan they played Following the Leader. And we used to play it back in grade school. And Following the Leader was one of those games where you would just kind of run around and whatever the person in the lead did, everybody else followed suit. Everybody else followed that person around. And they continued to do that until someone messed up. And then it was like, oh, you're out. And then the next person goes. There's a lot of commercials out there now where it talks about what leadership should look like. It shows this person standing in front of the meeting, you know, in front of the whiteboard presenting, or it shows the person standing over the table but kind of pointing to something and then starting this kind of collaboration movement. There is seems to be a common theme for how all of us can see and emulate how to lead others. That is what is for us to physically see when it comes to leading others. I can think of those two examples, and that makes me think, follow the leader, or that's a leader right there. There's more to that when it comes to leaders. Men are supposed to lead and continue to lead the family even when time is tough. Men are encouraged to leave the house to find a potential mate or to build their lives as they go. So my tip for you guys physically when it comes to leading others, I want you to teach someone something that you feel confident teaching on, that will showcase the knowledge of the topic that you have, and as well as encourage the person to want to learn more about the topic because you're engaging them in the topic. You're helping them understand the topic. You're helping them make a difference based on what that topic says. And that is something to be encouraged. When I thought of mental, the best I could think of is, I really like this book, guys. It's a short read. I really enjoyed seeing how I saw myself, how my strengths got better. I had a thing about guessing leadership. That was in this book. Guessing leadership really made me think about, I don't want to be that type of person. I don't want to be that type of leader. I want to be a leader who's going to embolden the people around me. I want to be a leader who's going to push the people around me. And then there was a lot of breakdowns about like how to work with people of different lifestyles. I learned a lot about some people who have these types of lifestyles. I learned about some people who prefer to work in this type of lifestyle. And I think the biggest thing was seeing like stretch, not giving gentle feedback. There was a lot of stuff that I saw in this book. I would recommend it for any future leaders, but it is definitely more Christian based. So I'd recommend it for future pastors or future Bible leaders that you want to build up into the church. I would recommend it to all future pastors. This is a great tool for all the people out there. There's so much to be heard and yearned for based on this. And each and every one of you can learn something from this. It was really good. Every time I'm thinking about, I tie it to my boundaries book, I relate this book to it. It helps me build my boundaries as well as help me establish when I'm coming close to my boundaries and I need to make an adjustment to help fix the problem. There is a lot to be said with that book, and it was very filling to me. It really shaped my thought process, and I would encourage any future leaders as well as any future person to read that book. That book enlightened me so much. At its core, an others first mentality is a leadership approach that prioritizes the needs, interests, and well-being of team members above the leader's own. It involves demonstrating empathy, active listening, and a genuine concern for the personal and professional growth of each individual within the team. So, my tip for you guys mentally is, I found that little tip and I was like, look for one thing in the description of others first mentality and pick one to build into. Maybe you have a hard time demonstrating empathy. Start trying to show empathy to people you care about. Maybe look for someone who has had something or a setback and you want to really show that you're feeling for them. Start with empathy for them. Maybe you're trying to work on active listening. Maybe your wife just likes talking at the end of the day. Just talk to her and just focus on listening to her. Engage in the art of listening, helping that person get whatever their needs are off their chest. And then maybe you have just genuine concern. Maybe it's hard for you to show concern for people. And you look around and you're just like, what am I doing here? Well, try to find people in your life that you really want to showcase that you care about them. And show that concern. Like when they get hurt, you get hurt. When they're struggling with something, you're struggling with something. When they're happy, you're happy. Find that person. It can be a fellow brother. It could be your wife. Somebody that you can tell, like, you just want to be better because of them. And you want to show concern because of them. And so for spirituality, I mean, this is all just heavy laden with spirituality. There's so much in this book that is so built on the firm roots of spirituality. There's so much to be taken from the spirituality of it. Hebrews 13:7. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you, the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. There are leaders out there, pastors, that we should be praying for on a daily basis. 2 Timothy 4:5. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. 2 Peter 1:21. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. As God has led the disciples, as God has led the Israelites out of Egypt and through all of their perils, the people who believe in Him, God has led them this way. We should be as well. To believe in God is to follow Him daily. Luke 9:23. And He said to all, if anyone would come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me. That doesn't mean when you want to or when you are free. It is a daily habit. We are called to follow Him even when it's hard. Do you think Joseph hung up his shoes and said, man, I'm tired after being in prison for 12 years? No, he kept believing in the promises that God had given him. No, he kept believing in the dream that he had all those years ago. Do you think Samuel gave up when he saw all of Jesse's boys and said, no king here, there's no king, there's no chosen king to lead Israel? God doesn't quit on us. So why should we quit on Him? God wants what's best for each and every one of us. God is for us. Who can be against us? God is with you through the fires. God is with you through whatever's going on in your life. God is always for you. He will never leave you, nor will He forsake you. God loves each and every part. He has firmly knit each and every one of us into His image. Each and every one of us is unique to God and to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit. They each have a part in us, and they each play a part in building us up into who we are. Each and every day. Easter is a lot about this. Easter is where it's actually coming up soon. Easter is where we learn what Jesus did for each and every one of us. What Jesus did on that cross. Jesus picked up that cross for all of us. Jesus died to make it safe for all of us to enter heaven. Jesus died so that each and every one of us can see God one day. There's so much I want to say about Easter. It reminds me of John 3:16. It reminds me of what I am and what Jesus has called me to be, what God has called me to be. And it reminds me that I'm not alone. There's someone who did and paid it all so that I could live this life, so that I can grow in my faith, so that I can be better. And sometimes I forget that there's a lot of people who don't know the story of Jesus, who don't know what God did for them on the cross. And it shocks me that there's so many people out there that are scared or worried or nervous to even talk about God. And I don't ever want people to be afraid of God or to not be able to talk to our Father up in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. So my tip for you guys when it comes to spirituality is go to Easter service at a church this weekend. Remember what Jesus did for you all those years ago. Remember that Jesus is Lord of your life. Jesus has won. Jesus has conquered the grave. And I think all of us could use a good reminder of that. And I'm so happy that it's happening this weekend. So go to Easter church service this weekend. So, for physical, teach someone something that you feel confident teaching on that will showcase knowledge of the topic, as well as encourage the person to want to learn more about the topic. The mentality tip was to look for one thing in the description of others first and pick one to build into. So in the others first mentality, we talked about empathy, active listening, and a genuine concern for the personal and professional growth. You can pick one of those things and try to find one of those and build into it. And my spiritual goal is I want each and every one of you to go to an Easter church service this weekend. Just be reminded of what God did for you all on the cross. So that'll be it for me tonight. And I just want to say I love doing this podcast. I love each and every one of you who listens. Each and every one of you who stays engaged to whatever topic I have. It's so amazing getting to hear from each and every one of you as you continue to grow in your faith, as you continue to take in what I'm saying and process what I'm saying, just so that you can be better moving forward. And that's enough for me. That's enough to remind me that you guys know what this podcast is about. So tell all your friends, tell all your family about it. I love getting to hear from each and every one of you and getting to hear what Jesus has done for each and every one of you. God works in marvelous and mysterious ways. And so getting to hear from each and every one of you throughout the week has been such an encouragement to me. I still get people stopping me on the side of the road or texting me saying like, hey, I did this tip. And it's so cool to hear from each and every one of you. Each and every one of you brings a certain joy to my heart. And each and every one of you brings a certain ambiance to my life. Because each one of you is going through a different stage of your life, going through a different struggle in your life. And maybe I'm not speaking to that direct correlation, but it's coming. There will be a time where I bring it up and I want to know how it hit you or how it demanded more from you. So keep going out there, everybody. Keep fighting. And may the Lord bless you. And may the Lord keep you. And Lord, please shine your face upon them, Father God. and give them peace. Which one did you pick?